USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Defense Department said it canceled border wall construction projects that were being paid for with funds that were originally designed for the military. The announcement comes in the wake of an executive order that President Biden signed in February, ending a national emergency declaration at the border, which was put in place by former President Trump. Biden also signed an order in January halting all construction at the border. Trump declared the emergency in February 2019 in order to divert $600 million from the Treasury Department and $6.1 billion from the Defense Department to the Department of Homeland Security for the border wall construction. Due to more waves of COVID-19, the TSA has now extended its mask requirement for 4 months longer. Passengers on trains, planes, and buses will have to continue to wear masks through September 13th. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.